Good morning. For those of you who may not know who I am, my name is Brian Seip. I'm one of the elders here at Mount Tabor Church. Pastor asked me back in July if I would be interested in preaching, and I said, sure, what weekend? And he told me a weekend in July, and that happened to be a weekend that we were gone. And then he said, no, I meant August. I said, oh, okay, I can probably do that. Well, it turns out he asked Daryl to do the same weekend. So Daryl said, you can go ahead and preach. So I don't know if you're getting anything better or worse with me being up here. We'll find out shortly. So today we're going to talk about a word that I believe is being misused in today's society, and a word that we don't understand. We're going to talk about love. And we're also going to talk about God's love and how God shows us to love. Because unless you don't watch the news, all you have to do is turn the news on nowadays and see that there's hardly any love left in this world. There's no caring left for another person. I mean, just turn the news on and watch it for 5 minutes, and then you just want to turn it off because you're so sad and upset and depressed. So today I want to talk about that. And while preparing the message, these few questions came to mind. What is love? It's a big one. What is love? Today, by the end of the sermon, I hope we understand what love is. And then the other thing that I ask myself a lot is, how does God show us what love is? And how does God show us to love? Because we're supposed to be like Him in our lives every day. So let's dive into the words here. The word love, there's so many definitions. And I did a quick Google search. I turned up 5 definitions, and here they are. A feeling of deep affection for someone or something. That sounds like love, doesn't it? Sounds like something you could say about love. A deep romantic attraction to someone or something. Sounds like love. A great interest or pleasure in something. I love football, you could say. I love golfing. I love cars. A person or a thing that one loves. And then the last one, which I was like totally oblivious, and my gym teacher is probably going to kill me, but it's tennis. A score of 0 is love. I'm like, oh, wow. Never thought about that one. So I was thinking to myself, you know, love is an important word. How many people today remember the first time that you told someone that you love them? I do. Well, I remember the first time I told my wife that I loved her. She said, I'm very fond of you too. But we've been married for 13 years and she tells me she loves me now, so I guess I must have been doing something right. So, love. It's mentioned 319 times in the Old Testament in the NIV Bible and 232 times in the New Testament. So it's mentioned 551 times in the Bible, in the NIV Bible. What I want to do now is I want to take some time here to talk about some pictures that I found on the internet. And I want you guys to look at these pictures, and I want you to tell me if you see love in the pictures that we're going to look at. So the first picture we're going to look at is this, and I don't know if you can tell, but these are European firemen, so they're wearing funny helmets. They don't wear helmets, you know, that are traditional or whatever. But these are firemen. So would you say that you see love in this picture? These guys right here stopped what they were doing at a moment's notice. They could have been sitting at a firehouse. They could have been sitting at home to potentially sacrifice giving their own life for someone that they don't even know. They leave at a moment's notice, never knowing if they're going to come back home. They start a shift for the full-time guys, not knowing what's going to happen. If you had asked me, I see love in this picture. You see love in this picture? Oh, yeah. The affection of a pet and a human. It's crazy. It's so, you could have the worst day that you're ever having, and you walk in the door, and there's Fido running around in circles, jumping up and down, and it's so excited to see you. I have a story to share with that. When my wife was a senior in high school, I bought her a dog for a graduation present. Just a little itty-bitty thing. I mean, it was a real little itty-bitty thing. But it was our dog. We went to her senior prom, and she wanted to leave because she missed the dog. So we went home, got the dog, and we walked in the door, and that dog was so excited to see us that the dog ran around and used the bathroom in a perfect circle on the floor because she was so excited to see us. Now that's love. Being so excited that you can't control what's going to happen whenever you see someone. That's love. I have a hard time with this one. In today's world, someone would tell you that that's love. To me, that's not. I have many brothers and sisters that work in this line. People I care about. They put a vest on every day to protect you and I and people they don't even know. And people are doing this to them. And worse. There's no love in that picture, if you ask me. There's no love at all. This picture right here speaks for itself. There's an abundance of love right there. For many of you in attendance today, you are experiencing this on a daily basis. And for a person like me that gets to sit back and watch it, it's just amazing. The love that a grandparent has for a grandchild is awesome. I have many fond memories of going to the lake with my grandparents, going to truck shows with my grandparents. But I think the cooler part than that is to sit back and watch the memories that my kids make with their grandparents, whether it's fishing, swimming, shopping, whatever. This photo is full of love. I don't even want to really talk about this picture. It goes back to the first one we talked about. But I brought it out to show you that people find love in different ways. People find love in things that aren't love. And by the end of the day today, I hope that we find what love really means. Because we can spend hours and hours looking at pictures and talking about love. The next picture I want to show you is the greatest definition of love that we have ever seen. It's a picture that we need to hold on to when we struggle with love. It's a picture that we need to look at whenever we don't understand what love means. Right there's love. Someone to be hung on a cross, beaten, stabbed, for you and I. He didn't know who I was, but he did that for me. He didn't know who you were, but he did that for you. There's love in its greatest form. So as I was diving through scripture, thinking about things, I came across a passage that I wanted to talk about today. So if you want to turn in your Bibles, your iPads, your phones, whatever, to 1 John 4, verses 7 through 11. In my studying, I found this to be the greatest example of love. First John 4, 7 through 9. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God shows his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an anointing sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Will you pray with me? Father, we just come before you thanking you and praising you for the day, Lord. We just thank you for your word. We thank you for what we can learn from it. And Lord, I pray today that as we dive into this scripture, Lord, that we can learn more about love. And maybe when we leave here, Lord, that your love will shine through us so that when people ask us, why are you so happy? We'll tell them about your love. And Father, I just pray that you allow me to say the things that need to be said today, Lord, and they fall on fertile ground. and they can then be applied to your everyday lives. So, Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you for everything that you are. We thank you for your love. It's your name we pray. Amen. All right, so let's take some time now and let's dive into the scripture a little bit. I want to start at verse 8. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. God defies love. We've seen that in that picture. God defies love. God is the source of love, and we look to him to understand love. We're commanded to love. It's not an option. It's not, you can do it on Monday or Tuesday. Sunday you can love them. Thursday and Friday, no, you don't have to love. No, we're commanded to love. The reason we must love is because love comes from God. We only understand love because of what God done for us. We only understand love because of God. God is the source of love. So you may be thinking, you're sitting there going, so, Brian, let me get this right. We know what love is from God? Yeah, God's the source of love. God's who we look to for love. In today's world, this is the reason why so many people are trying to define what love is, because they don't know God. They don't understand love. But we know that love comes from God, so we must look to God to know what love is. Verse 9. God shows us his love by sending his one and only son. Now, parents, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about something. Put yourself in the shoes where you have to send your one and only son to somewhere that you've never been before, to talk to people that you've never met before, and you not know what's going to happen. How would you feel about that? Pretty uneasy, wouldn't you? God knew he had to do it. God is displaying the ultimate love right now, and love, and what we'll come to learn about love today, love is not about you, okay? Love is a sacrifice. Love is a sacrifice. And we'll talk more about the sacrifices here in a little bit, too. But love is a sacrifice. Verse 9 says, so that we might live through him. His sacrifice is our victory. His loss is our gain. I want you to think about that for a second. His sacrifice is our victory. His loss is our gain. He gave us this way so that we can live and we can love. Now, we may struggle to love from time to time. I guarantee you that it's not going to be an easy walk to love everyone that you meet. But when we struggle, what do we have? Who can we talk to? God, show us a way to love this person. God, help me love this person. Because I've said it before again, but what does this world need today? L-O-V-E. Big time. Big time. Verse 10. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an anointing sacrifice for our sins. Love is the ultimate display of sacrifice. We'll talk about that here in a little bit, sacrifice. And like I said, love is not about you, it's a sacrifice. But I want you to think about something. And for any of you that sat in one of Jim or I's Wednesday night classes or Sunday morning classes, this goes way back. Who out here has had love and respect? Raise your hand. Okay. Love and respect. We're going to talk about that for just a second. I want you to picture something. The next time that you're in an argument with someone or you're about to get upset, this person's standing right here in front of me. There's a key phrase that we go back to in those classes. Our response is our responsibility. We're responsible to love everyone, right? So the next time that you're in a situation like that, I want you to have this person in front of you and looking over their left shoulder is God, and he's got his hand on their shoulder, and they're going to say, are you going to talk to my child that way? You're supposed to love this person. Would that change your reaction? Would you not say what you were going to say? Would you think about it a little bit more? Love is such an interesting thing, and the next verse pretty much sums everything up. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Love others because God has loved you. If God didn't love you, where would we be? So, let's go to our questions. Let's talk about them for a little bit. What is love? Love's a sacrifice. Love's not about you. Married men in the room, I want to talk to you for a second. Do we love to do everything that our wife does? Shopping, dances, movies, ballet, what have you. Do we love to do everything that they do? Probably not. But you know what? We do it because we love them. Ladies, let's turn the shoe. You love to do everything that your husband does. Car shows, hunting, fishing, racing, whatever. Do we love to do all that stuff? Probably not. But we do it because we love them. We have a unique opportunity right now at Mount Tabor. The ministry fair is happening right now. What better way to show love than to sign up for the ministry fair? You could be a Sunday school teacher. You could be a greeter. You could be in the awesome praise band that we have. You could be anything, but to show love to a person is awesome. And next, how does God show us what love is? Well, he sent his one and only son as a sacrifice for us. That's how he shows us what love is. And how to love. Let's talk about that and how to love. I found some other scriptures. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Do everything in love. Notice as it says everything. It doesn't say some things. It doesn't say do something on Monday in love or Tuesday in love. No, it says do everything in love. Is it going to be easy to do everything in love? Probably not. But we've got a great helper to help us get through that. 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply because love covers all sins. John 15:12, my command is to love each other. It doesn't say my request. It doesn't say I'd really, 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 really like you to love each other. No. My command is to love each other. How does God show us how to love? Well, you've heard many of us, elders, pastors, sit up here when we pray. Lord, thank you for picking us up, dusting us off, and putting us on the right path. We don't always do the things that we should. He guides us and directs us. He keeps us safe from harm. He tries to keep us going down the right path. Parents, does that sound familiar? We do the same thing for our children. They fall down, we pick them back up. We've had a great teacher of showing us how to love. It was God. If they are in a dangerous situation, we will do everything that we can to try to get them out of that situation. Would we not? If we see our neighbor struggling with something, unload something out of a car, get something out, what have you, would you go over and help them out of love, or would you just walk in the house? And we can go on and on with examples like this. But it brings me back to this again. What a great example of love this is right here. Love that someone did for you and I. I want you to think back to the first time that you told someone that you love them. Do you remember that feeling that you got? That kind of like, ooh. warm and fuzzy feeling. Chills sometimes. Can you imagine if we would love someone for the first time today? The feeling that they would get? Can you imagine if we would take the time to spend time with someone that's never been loved before to show them the love of Christ today? The feeling that they would have. Because love covers all sins. Love heals everything. I know that I'm as guilty as anyone else. It's tough to love everyone. Okay? And it's not going to be easy. But we have this fancy little book right here. Right here. Yours may look different than mine. But our basic instructions before leaving Earth. And it tells us how to love people in here. And it tells us what love is. And it shows us examples of love. So my challenge for you today is this. Who are you going to love? Who are you going to show love to today that you've never loved before? Because we said it earlier, what does this world need, everyone? What was that? Okay. And you know what would be awesome? If the love started right here. If the love started at Mount Tabor Church of God and went to Mercer County. Joe, why did you do that for me today? Because I love you. Well, why do you love me? Well, let me tell you about Jesus, because he loves you too. Chris, why did you do that for me? Because I love you. Jesus loves you too. Let me tell you about him. Love is a powerful tool. Love is a word that is misused. I hope today you understand more about love and what love can do for us. Because love is so, so powerful. Let's pray. Father, we just come before you, thanking you and praising you for the day, Lord. We are truly blessed to be loved by you, and we thank you for that. And Father, I pray that the fire starts today. The fire starts right here. The love fire starts right now. Father, most of all, though, we thank you for your word. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for guiding and directing us and for always being there for us. Father, you are truly blessed and a great God to serve, and we thank you for that. Father, I just pray your blessing upon everyone here. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brian, for your message. If everyone would go ahead and stand, the song that kept coming to my mind as he was preaching was a song that I learned in junior church. It's Twyla. And I'm guessing probably a lot of you know it, and probably a lot of the kids would know it. And it's just love, 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 love. Christians, this is your call. Love your neighbor as yourself, for God loves all. So I thought maybe we could just sing that a couple times through before we close with our last song. Love, 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 love. Christians, this is your call. Love your neighbor as yourself, for God loves all. Love, 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 love. Christians, this is your call. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Father, we just thank you for this time, Lord. We thank you for the ability to come out and worship, Lord, and we just thank you for your love. And Lord, I pray that we've learned more about your love today, Lord, and that it's equipped us to go out and love others. Father, I ask for blessings upon everyone here and give them safe traveling mercies and bring us back together again. And it's your name that we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Have a great week.